the top stories today. Income tax cuts for millions and a forecast return to surplus are the main headlines from the government's pre-election budget. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is promising a $158 billion cut to income tax for low and medium income earners over 10 years, starting with a tax offset of $1,080 in July. There's also a projected surplus of $7 billion for the next financial year. Welfare groups have criticised the budget, saying it doesn't do enough for those on low incomes. Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service says it fails to help people on unemployment benefits. The aged care sector says it's disappointed with the amount of money allocated towards home care packages. The daughter of former New South Wales Premier Neville Wran has pleaded guilty to several charges, including drug possessions. Harriet Wran was charged last week after being pulled over near Wyong, north of Sydney. Police say suspected stolen laptops, mobile phones and credit cards were found in the car. A small amount of crystal methamphetamine was also seized. Ms. Wran has been granted conditional bail. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, says she'll ask the European Union for a short extension to the Brexit deadline beyond the end of next week. Emerging from 7 hours of talks with her cabinet, Mrs. May offered to consult the opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn on the way forward. Mr. Corbyn has accepted the offer.